This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Have you ever been so afraid of failing at something that you decide, I'm not going to even do it, I'm not going to have a go? Or has it undermined your own efforts to think, well, there could be a larger failure on the horizon? I think most of us have probably experienced this sort of fear of failure. It can be immobilizing and can cause us to just not do anything. But when we allow fear to stop our forward progress, we're likely to miss out on some great opportunities. And what a shame it is. The possibility of failure. We fall short of what we ought to do. We end up failing in our marriages, raising our kids, friendship, school, our career, our church life. And there can often be devastating experiences. So it's no wonder that we have a fear of failure. It's very easy to find successful people who've experienced failure. For example, Michael Jordan is widely considered to be one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And yet, do you know, when he was younger, he was cut out from his high school basketball team because his coach didn't think he had enough skill. Warren Buffett, one of the world's richest, most successful businessmen, was rejected by the Harvard University. And Richard Branson, owner of the Virgin Empire, is a high school dropout. So most of us are going to stumble and fall. There could be doors slammed in our faces. We could even make some bad decisions. But just imagine if Michael Jordan had given up on his dream to play basketball when he was dropped, or Richard Branson had listened to the people who said that he'd never do anything without a high school diploma. And when we go outside of our comfort zone, we do feel scared. That's a fairly normal thing. But what I'm saying, you don't have to stay there. I think we sometimes feel we've got to please everybody. It's called people-pleasing. And actually, the Bible says in Psalm 29, verse 25, the fear of man lays a snare. And that's a preoccupation of worrying about what others think of us, trying to impress others or trying too much to please them. But listen to what the brave warrior King David wrote in Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So it's virtually impossible to live up to the expectations of others. It's far better to trust God. Without God as your driving ambition, you'll end up feeling disappointed, not content with life. You could even become cynical and bitter. Pessimism. Now, that's fearing that whatever is hoped for is not going to happen. No confidence. The pessimists, of course, talk about the half glass empty, and they refuse to believe the best. For example, the psalmist cried out, why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Psalm 42, verse 5. And I think the key to overcoming failure is to recognize that it can be beneficial, because God wants us to learn from these failures. We learn so that we don't make the same mistake again and face up to our weaknesses. You can't correct a problem if you're not willing to face it, but by the grace of God, you can turn your failure into victory. Now, it doesn't mean that everything's going to go well, but we can overlook our successes because we focus on what we can't do. Now, there are many things you can do for the glory of God. The scripture says again in Psalm 103, verse 14, God knows our limitations and we must accept them as well. True success is not avoiding failure, but learning what to do with it. He knows what we're made of. He knows our frame is frail, and he remembers that we come from dust. That's Psalm 103, verse 14. Now, we do think we've failed, and we may not have recognized our limitations, but God, as I said, has given you gifts and abilities. You can't do everything, but identify and ask him to show you what it is, the one thing that you can do, and concentrate on that. Stop worrying about the things that you cannot do. Thank you, dear Lord, that your word brings encouragement, not discouragement. And Lord, if I have a sense of fear of failing, Lord, just give me something new to think about today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.